welcome to the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. I'm Barbara.
And I'm Amy.
And we are on Season 1, Episode... I usually write it down. I didn't this time. I believe it's 10. Yes. Episode 10, Haunted. Mm-hmm. And I'll go ahead and read a synopsis for us. Okay, when Margaret Bashford, a wealthy friend of Adele's, dies, Adele has Margaret's memories implanted in Echo to try and solve her own murder. Posing as Julia, a pen pal of Margaret's, Echo Margaret tries to solve the case during what she sees as her second chance. Boyd, now the new security director of the Dollhouse, imprints Victor to help Echo out as a racehorse owner, which may hold the key to the mysterious, it just says mysterious, so I think it means like mysterious murder or something.
It must be, or the mystery, and they felt something wrong, I don't know,
yeah, on the podcast I always accidentally like call it, well not always, thankfully I've been getting better, but the last podcast they always made fun of the IMDb, like, like, the synopsis. They're like, oh, this is terrible grammar. Anyways, so... Meanwhile, Topher signs Sierra out for an intensive benchmark imprint, which turns out to be that of a fellow gamer nerd and friend. Elsewhere, Ballard obtains Melly or November's fingerprints and sneaks into the FBI headquarters to run them to ascertain her true identity. But the computer spews out a multiple names and then goes blank. So that's from IMDb. That's the synopsis they had. Or like the little, yeah, they call it storyline. And for trivia, we find that Melly, or November's real name, is revealed to be Polly Keller when Ballard and the other lady, Loomis, they say her name is, run her fingerprints. We later learn, however, that this information is false, likely corrupted by the Dollhouse to protect themselves from investigators. And yeah, like, there's all these names popping up and everything. Mm-hmm. And when Nicholas and Echo, as Margaret, are talking in the stables, they say his color changes... Oh, no, not the color. The color changes position from the shots. At about the 20-minute, 31-second mark, a payphone can be seen in the entrance to what is supposedly a private stable. What? That must be some pretty wealthy thing. It's like right next to the stables. Give a payphone.
Well, they're a wealthy family. They need payphones.
No, I bet it's for the stable hands because they're so cheap they won't let the stable hands use the home phone. You have to use a payphone.
They have to pay for it too.
Like if you a car breaks down and you need a ride, you have to use the payphone. Hope you have some change.
My wife wants to buy the horse. They're like, I need a check with my lawyer. Oh, here's the payphone.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Did you catch that one?
No.
Usually you're good at catching them.
I know. But no, I didn't catch any of that.
Yeah, interesting. The estate belonging to the dead woman Echo imprints is the same set or possibly real building that was used during the production of Gilmore Girls. And then, something about, like, it was Rory's private school, Chilton. Incidentally, Greg Henry, who played the dead woman's brother, used to play Mitchum Huntsberger on Gilmore Girls. The father of Rory's boyfriend, Logan. All these weird connections.
That's why he looked familiar.
Oh, really? You recognized him?
Yeah, I used to watch that show.
The drunk uncle?
Yeah.
He was funny. Alright, and then one more. Well, that one's... Topher's birthday occurs during this episode, and while no age is mentioned, Sierra, during her imprint, uses three candles, perhaps indicating the age of 30 years old, although somewhere else, Doll Play states he's 27. It could also indicate his third birthday in the dollhouse. What is known, however, is they're pretty sure what month it is, as Margaret Bashford says something. She dates the letter April, just before her actual death. It is also known that this episode only covers a few days. In later comments in the next episode, Briar Rose, they mentioned something about Earth Day. So, Topher is an April baby. Mm-hmm. That's a decent month.
Yeah.
Better than summer and everyone's on vacation.
Yeah.
Alright, there's that. And so, first we have the episode, and we have the, cute exchange, like, where there's an older woman on a horse, and then she's pretty affectionate with this guy, and she's like, oh, I'll be right back, and the younger guys are joking. And then there's something about a hybrid-carbon racket.
Yeah.
I thought that was odd to put in.
Well, they were gonna go play tennis or something.
Well, I've never just heard of that.
Yeah, well, I guess the guy was like, I bought this racket to go play tennis.
What, a hybrid-carbon one?
Now I'm mad that I'm not using my expensive racket.
Apparently, they just can't go to some other sporting goods and get a normal racket like everyone else.
They're rich people.
True, or they could... I don't know. Yeah, just...
They're funny.
I'm like, what in the... Like, is it just some kind of special material or what? I'm like, what is that? I expect it to, like, shoot off into a rocket.
Maybe it reflects the sun.
Maybe Topher made it.
Yeah.
I could see Topher making some fancy tennis racket.
Yeah.
Maybe later on they just want to get some more space and nobody gets hurt. Maybe that's the new activity for the dolls. Instead of just swimming in art, they can play tennis.
Swimming in art and eating.
Yeah, and getting massages, which you can't, you know, get upset at that one.
I know. And showers.
It's true.
That's all they seem to do.
Yeah, and go on engagements.
Yeah.
But yes, so the woman goes off on her own, but then the horse comes back by itself. And the husband's like, oh my gosh, what happened? And so then we see Echo, and she's coming out. And then she refers to Adele as Addie. Which I don't think, like, I don't even know if Topher's given her a nickname, not to her face.
Yeah.
So it's just like, wow. And that's a pretty intimate one.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty, stop. Oh, okay. I guess you can chew on that. It's a hairband that broke. Alright, sorry. My cat's crazy.
I'm just thinking of the randomness.
That's why you love me.
I know.
Aww.
The listeners love you too.
Well, hopefully we never get any comments.
Yes.
Comment, people!
Oh, anyways...
Yes, so we have, she calls her Addie, and Adele, and she's usually, you know, can get pretty hard, but she just tells her gently, you know, she says, you're dead. And then, yeah, and so she's kind of like, ooh. And then we go into Topher and Boyd. And Topher's, you know, asking Boyd, how do you like the promotion? You get to be twice as not much, not fun.
Boyd's having a hard time letting go.
He is, yeah. He's like, there's not a lot to do. You know, everyone's, you know, still getting over Dominic. And they say, you know, most of the dolls are on rest, except for Echo. She's got a dead lady in her, and they're like, what? It is pretty crazy. And Topher explains that the woman and Adele were close. They're close friends. And so Boyd's like, we can give you life after death. Topher's like, only if we really like you. And then, oh my gosh, he had to go into his little innuendo of like, oh, we're pretty sure they're just friends. Oh, too much wine. You don't know what could happen. Oh my gosh, Topher. And then Topher says he needs an active. And Boyd's like, why? Something about the interior cortex, something very complicated. I love his little explanation.
No, he's like, I need to do this complicated test.
Well, normally, like, you'd go into, like, the super fancy name, and then you just have to, like, shut up, Topher, tell me what you mean. Mm-hmm. It's usually, well, not, you know, tell him to shut up, you know, like, tell me what you mean. Come on, Topher. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I guess, like, I think you could maybe sense that he was a bit in a hurry with that.
Yeah.
And so he needs to sign off, which come mention later. That was kind of weird, but he was, Boyd was asking if there's any risk, and he's like, not as long as I know what I'm doing. And Boyd offers Sierra, saying she's been on rest a while. Topher, I love his, like, look at you making big decisions and being boss man. And again, Boyd, and which it is a pretty upsetting thing. He's like, oh, life after death, huh? Mm-hmm. Where does that end? And, you know, like, you know, Topher is keeping that in perspective for now anyways, that, you know, yeah, it's going to end the same place it began.
Yep.
And then we have Echo as Margaret, and that is her name. We're introduced to her. She's like, oh my gosh, that terrible process. I'm so glad I'm alive. And, oh, and this body, it's great. I don't have to remember dying. And Adele says something like, if we had talked more, I could have told you more about your life. Because she mentioned they hadn't spoken in a couple months.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to get into before some other stuff, it's just interesting, I think, that, I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah, because she said, you know, she was like, oh, this body, oh, nice job. So, obviously, Adele picked it.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that she picked Echo.
Yeah.
Like, the one that she has a lot of the problems with, but, I mean, I guess we've seen that she's like, well, even though she goes off mission sometimes, she gets things done.
Yep.
And yeah, I think that could have been interesting. Like, I'm surprised they didn't ask that. I mean, I guess it's just, like, she's the popular one or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyways, so we have, I like their little thing, you know, obviously the lady before, at the beginning, she was about in her 50s at least, and she had lots of money, so she could have maybe had work done. But let's, I'm just say at least in her 50s. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. At least in her 50s.
Yeah, and so now she's in Echo's body, so she's glad to be, you know, young again, and she's like, oh, did it feel this good? And I just like the other little exchange, and Adele, like, we're actually seeing her being funny and just, like, not in, like, a mean, sarcastic way, but Yeah, she left her just like, oh, I think I remember you being rather nice and wonder why we gave it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just joking around with the fun. So it was good to see a different side of her.
Yeah.
And the, Margaret says, as Echo, call her Mego. Margaret as Echo. Mecco.
Mecco?
Yes. No, I think I just stick for confusion to keep it right. We'll just call her Echo.
Yes.
So Echo says, you know, like, you know, as the lady, you know, I'm older than you. And she's all like, but I feel older, which poor Adele, always the weight of the whole dollhouse on her shoulders.
Yep. So then, aren't they at the funeral together?
Oh, yeah. Well, and then Adele does give the reminder. She's like, remember, it's just the loner.
Yep.
And so, yeah, like, they weren't planning on letting this lady forever. That was just, yeah, it's just a temporary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, they go to the funeral. And they, well, they first they talk about it, and she's like, yeah, I get to go to my own funeral. And then,
that would be weird.
That would be weird.
I don't think I'd want to go to my own funeral.
I don't know. I just know I want this certain song played.
Yeah.
I want the song Change by Taylor Swift played.
Don't think I've heard it.
Yes.
I'll listen to it later.
Do you have any certain thing?
Huh?
Do you have any certain thing about your funeral you want?
Nope.
Oh, okay, anyways, so Adele, like, I guess, like, she's thinking just about certain things, like, how she has been so wrapped up in the dollhouse, and, like, we haven't seen her, like, mention or call any other friends, and that's one she hadn't spoken to in a while. And she's kind of just like, whoa, yeah, like, thinking about, like, whoa, at my funeral, what's it gonna be like? Yeah, counting up the people who care about us, what are they gonna say?
Yeah.
So who knows, maybe that's why a little bit, like, yeah, we'll just see, like, is that's gonna change her any at all or not.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll make her go to church or something.
I don't know.
Or do some good deeds. In which there is a good deed, the dollhouse does, so I'm, like, maybe that could have been why they chose to do it.
Yep.
To get into the thing of helping people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so, a big spoiler, they help someone. Yep. Next episode. But, yes, anyways, so they, oh, and they show that they were close and that it wasn't just Adele. Echo's asking, you know, are you okay? And she's like, well, yeah, for one, my friend just died. And she's like, oh, let's just go. I want to go solve my murder.
Yep.
And then they say, she's talking to Adele. She's saying, they say I had a massive heart attack. I was healthy and very wealthy, so I'm pretty sure it's murder. And she's like, am I being, paranoid, and then she mentions a story, Echo does, about when she was a kid, like, the nanny put glass in her cookies, or some, like, in some kind of snack,
and then snack, and she
was gonna save her just in time, but she snuck one, and then she was in the hospital when she was a little kid, so, yeah. Pretty crazy. And I love her. She says she's always liked a puzzle.
Yes.
And also, Adele does say something like, well, yeah, kind of being a little paranoid because you spent a year and a half doing painful brain scans.
Yeah.
And which for a little bit, like, earlier I forgot, and then I was like, wait, how did they have her scan? And then I'm like, oh, right, they did say that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, good, at least they didn't leave that hanging. We're like, what happened?
It kind of sounds like she almost suspected it before she died.
Yeah.
Because why would you get brain scans to come back unless you thought something like that?
That is just one of my biggest things. I was going to save it for later, but since you brought it up, yeah. I mean, you like, she does have that story, so yes, sometimes if you have more money, you have to be a bit more careful around people. And, like, even I think Nolan said once in Revenge, like, you know, being, like, one of the top people, you know, like, you have, like, he's had people try to use him.
Yeah.
And everything. I just randomly, like, had to bring that up. But if you're that, getting that kind of weird gut feeling or something, or if you're that worried about it, you have that money. Get a bodyguard.
Yeah.
And what she might have had some, but, like, get one personally, or tell your husband, he looks pretty strong and stuff, and say, hey, can, yeah, I don't know, like, or, like, the smart ones, like, okay, so I'm weird, but me, you like Stalked and stuff too, so thankfully, and, like, the weird, creepy shows, but a lot of the times, and sometimes the other people don't survive, but a lot of the ones that always do survive are the ones that learn self-defense, and the ones that also get guns.
Yep.
And she could have done that, but she didn't. She decided instead, like, just in case I die, I want to be able to put the person behind bars.
I know.
I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Okay, some people don't like guns. Get a taser or something else. Or even if you're worried about hurting somebody, make sure that maybe you have something else and then a gun, so maybe you can do something that won't kill them, but I'll make sure, like, that you're not gonna die, and then, like, have the gun ready, and you can take classes so you don't hurt yourself also, and then you just be careful so you don't hurt anybody, a loved one or a friend or somebody.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, that's just a thing, like, oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, just preventative people, like I was saying to you, prevent. And it's your life, and you have all this money, and that's what you choose to spend all your money on. Ugh.
Yep.
But apparently that was her choice, so. And I mean, it wasn't like she had this terrible life or anything either. I mean, like they mentioned it later, the husband's pretty good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, and she's like, talking about, like, how happy they were and everything.
Yeah.
But then I love this. Like, it makes me think of Liz. Like, I'm sure Liz has said it to you. And she's like, I always said I'd be late to my own funeral, but I never meant it. And to me, like, yeah, like Liz always says, one of our friends, the one whose wedding we went to a while back, it was, if you don't go to my funeral, then I won't go to yours. One of our favorite things we had to bring up, and I was thinking about when watching it. But, Adele mentioned, she's like, you know, you don't have to be so happy. When I, like, you know, just, like, chipper kind of thing. But she's like, you know, Adele, I'm playing it just like you would. You know, stiff back, stiff lip, this is, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. And which, that is definitely how Adele would do it.
Yeah.
I don't see any situation where it would happen. Or, like, just literally any emotional thing like that. Yeah, that's how she's going to be most of the time. Unless something, like, really crazy is going on. Yeah, and she starts, she's like, oh, I'm Julia now. She says, I've thought it through. I've mentioned Julia before, you know, when they're doing the scans and everything, so that they would expect me. And she's like, you're spying on the family or something? She's like, no, I'm a ghost. She's like, she's pointing out the family and stuff. She's like, oh, there's my son, there's my daughter. And then, oh, I haven't seen, I love, too, how they have the old language. like that she, like, you know, she's like, oh, I haven't seen my brother in a dog's age.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot. To, like, yeah, bring it a little bit, like, she's not using, like, yeah, she's using just some older kind of terms and stuff like that instead of, like, kid slang or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is a lady at least in her 50s, so I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's looking at, you know, the family and everything, and Adele's looking at the kids, and she's like, oh, and she's like, well, yeah, you know, it's normal for kids to bury their parents. And then she's looking at, like, all the stablemen and everything, because they're all there, which I think was kind of odd.
Yes.
Like, they're all just standing, like, on the sides. I mean, like, you think they'd be, like, standing in the back or something?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, just, like, how they're arranged there, I'm like, I mean, if it was someone, like, really, you know, like, maybe, like, a political position or something like that. But she's just, like, really rich, but it's like, okay. And it's not like they were working it or anything. I just thought that was kind of odd, but.
Yeah.
She left her horses, so maybe that's the kind of one thing. They're like, we want to have the people who take care of the horses she loves so much looking standing and kind of important to the side.
Yeah.
Or something, I don't know.
I don't know.
And
just wanted to be there.
Yeah. Well, probably, like, when is this over? Well, who knows? I mean, she did look, like, later we see her nice with the horses, so.
Yeah.
I think she probably would have been fairly nice with the stable people.
Yeah.
But, we see the husband, and he comes in late.
So does the brother.
Yeah. I thought he was, she just kind of points him out.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he did come late, but yeah, the husband came later. And which, yeah, you think he would have been waiting there or something, but I guess, yeah.
He was mad about getting the horses.
Yeah. And then Adele's looking at him. She hadn't, I don't think, like, mentioned, like, had met him before, and she's like, oh, you know, he's really handsome and everything kind of thing. And, you know, he's really cute. And she's like, yeah, I was very fortunate. Yeah, I mean, that's why I stopped coming to the dollhouse.
Yep.
And so at least we see that, we don't know exactly that's where they met, but that it's where some of their interaction was with the dollhouse.
Yeah.
That she was a client, but then somehow her and Addie became friends.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, looking at her in the coffin, and she's like, well, I was looking till recently. And then we see someone getting imprinted, and it's Sierra, and was it just me, like, recently, or has the imprinting, like, it looked scarier than normal?
Yeah, it did.
Thank you. I'm glad it wasn't just me. I was like, maybe it was with the changes they had to do or something, since Echo shot the chair or something.
Yeah.
But, like it, you know, before it would just be kind of like a shimmer and kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it almost looked just a bit more tame than the attic one.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little bit more, but even, like, you know, just normal, like, you would think, like, it wouldn't be so bad, the imprinting thing, but. And I think they're Topher's just trying to get it back to work again and
yeah,
barking orders at Ivy, and he's waiting around for his juice or something.
Go away. I'm on my special testing.
Well, that too, this episode. So then Sierra comes out, and sad we've never seen of her, and she's like, Speed Force 3! And she's like, oh, is there pizza and beer? And they're hot. Turn Topher high-fiving, mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, there's this battleship that has real explosions, and she's like, oh, that means you can really get hurt, and he's like, yeah, and they're like, oh my gosh, that is so awesome. And so, yeah, it's Topher's gaming buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're just, it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Topher. if I could get Topher to play old school N64, I'd play video games with Topher.
I bet you he would. Do old school. He'd do old school, new school. That's I made it school.
Probably. Topher, you should come. And when I'm not doing school, we should play video games. Although I'll admit, yeah, I'm not as in the new techie stuff, but, you know. Anyways, so then we have Mel and Paul, and he made dinner. And she's like, oh, this is good. And he's like, I don't think pasta should be that snappy.
Don't they talk?
They do, they do. I just thought the snappy pasta comment was funny.
Yeah. But don't they talk about...
They do. Okay. And she's like, what's wrong? And he's like, oh, he's like, I'm just tired. And she's like, is there nothing new at the dollhouse? And he's just all quiet. And he's just kind of bleh, moping a little bit there. And he's like, no, no, I'm fine. And then she's like, oh, you're adorable. And then she was about to say something else. And then she's like, if you say adore a bubble, I'm leaving. And I do. I agree with Paul. I think it was funny. That's what she thought he next was going to say. Which I've never heard that before, but it was cute.
Neither have I, but it is cute.
Yeah.
Adorable. So they have their talk.
Oh, wait, did I miss that?
What?
Maybe I did. I think I just have next that he clears the dishes and she offers to help and he's like, no. There might be a mess in the kitchen I don't want you to see.
Yeah.
And then...
Do they talk after that or is that later?
I think they talk after that. But he takes her glass and he saves the wine, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
He poured it into another glass. And then he puts her glass in a bag. And... Yeah. Yeah, he put her glass in a bag. That's how he got the fingerprint.
Yeah.
Because it was hers. So next we have Julia, and she's talking about backpacking, how they used to backpack, and saying she was always gushing about her loved ones, and they're all like, what? And then, she's talking with the family.
Yeah.
And... the daughter's upset, saying she's like, well, mother wasn't a bundle of warmth, and say like, oh, she liked to bring all these friends, and they would wear my clothes, and then the brother's like, oh, they weren't so bad, and she's like, you probably just slept with them.
Yeah.
And then I think it was the uncle. He was funny. He's like, oh, you're just like me, you woo women, and you worthless. Which he does kind of seem like that.
Yeah.
And then Julia kind of goes like a bit like she could have thought about it better. She's like, no, he has potential. He's like, your mother told me. The pause.
Yeah.
And then the daughter did make a good point. She's like, oh, I think it's funny. He has potential for doing nothing. And my photography was a pipe dream.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then she liked her little retort for her Uncle Bill. She's like, we haven't seen you since I was like 12 when there was a boat fiasco.
Yep.
In which, I don't know, like, did maybe the boat crash or something? Like, you'd think it would be something pretty extreme to not talk for that long.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an old family heirloom and he sold it.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? And he's like to both of the kids, the daughter and the son, he's like, you're both hideous.
Yeah.
And they do, well, Juliet kind of drinks, and then I think, like, the uncle and everyone else is like, man, we just live here.
Yeah.
Oh, and they mentioned, she mentions Jack, like, she though she did find love with Jack. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, yeah, she liked him better, but he did get slapped down. He got the horses instead of money. And Julia starts saying, like, so she treasured the horses, she trusted him. And she's like, well, yeah, you know, we're nice of you to be loyal, but we're not mourning. You know, we just live here, the kind of thing. And then so Julia leaves. And one thing, like, you think they would question it a bit more, like, it is really, what pen pal goes to a funeral?
Yeah.
I mean, they said they met once backpacking. And maybe she traveled, like, maybe it was only recently that, several years ago that they met. But I don't know, it just made it almost sound like it had been longer, and then they'd just been pen pals, and then suddenly, like, she's going to her funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, she's there, and the son comes out and talks to her and says something like, you know, the mother wouldn't want all this flowery stuff people didn't mean. And Julie was saying, was she that hard? And he was saying, like, how fear made her, like, was important and, like, made them work for everything, which he was kind of, he sounded like a little bit spoiled in that way. It's just like,
yeah,
no, learning to work is good, but okay. And she was, like, writing him about Wall Street since he was 12, which that's kind of a bit much, but.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I want to comfort you, you're doing great. And she's saying, like, oh, she talked about you, and she's proud of you, that you've become such, you know, a handsome young man. And then he kisses her. And it's an opposite Back to the Future moment.
Yep.
Because it's the mom and the younger version body, and then the son is, yeah.
Yep.
And she's like, how she's like mocking, throwing up when she's turned away. Uh-huh. And he's like, you good? You know, is everything okay? You seem kind of into me. And she's like, no, I wasn't wanting to comfort you with my tongue. I'm sorry. Not even a little bit. No.
No.
It's no. Like, you want some water?
No.
And he's like, well, yeah, that's the personal worst for me. Which is kind of sad for the guy, but he's kind of a douchebag, so.
Just kind of.
Yeah, and, like, and that's just, like, what we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, so she leaves, and she, I guess, like, runs into, like, you think she would know her house? Did, like, she mean to run into there, or did she just not know that's where he was at the moment?
I don't know, maybe it was out of habit, because wasn't that their bedroom, so maybe...
I don't know.
She just went in there thinking, oh, ooh.
Oh, right, this isn't my room.
This isn't my bedroom anymore.
Yeah. Aww. And then, he starts saying, you must be Julia, and he's drinking, and she starts saying, like, you know, with the horses, she was showing you how much she loved you, and that it was her way of saying that I know that you're not in this for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, do you get it? And he calls the horses her real loves, and he's just not very happy. And then he's just kind of like, oh, you were with the family, with them out there. Are they calling me a killer or a gold digger? And she's like, what? And she's like, they think that? And she's like, you know, I don't know why either. The inheritance I got, it's not worth killing over. And he slams the door in her face, which is kind of, eh, but, you know, he's upset, so. I guess I can kind of understand. So then she calls up Addie. she's saying how messed up that is. Mm-hmm. Which I wonder when it got to that point. You're coming back from the dead to haunt your family, and then your son's trying to kiss you, and...
Yeah.
And then... where am I?
How weird it is that she's back from the dead and she's calling Adele, or Addie.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, what happens? Does she go ride the horse? Do they go to,
Oh, well, they talk a little bit longer. She's like, I thought it would be a maid.
Yeah.
And Adele laughs. Or was that one of the two? It's like, oh my gosh. But, because she's saying, like, with her family, how, yeah, like, they're not upset, and they're... she's like, I thought it would be a maid or a distant friend who resented my money, but it's looking kind of crazy right now. And then she starts saying, like, my whole, you know, like, my life was an illusion and it's worthless. And Adele's like, you know, it's not worthless. Illusions are at the heart of most relationships. And she's, Echo's like, well, I guess you'd be out of the job if it weren't. And she's like, I should have stayed dead. But, I wish I could remember some stuff from Revenge, because I know they had an illusion episode. But that's okay. You should watch it, because it's a good episode. As are most Revenge episodes. But yes, so then we have Boyd and Adele, and they're talking about eternal life. And Boyd's upset, and he's like, you know, once this gets out, it's the beginning of the end, you know. Most religions, you know, it's always about they wouldn't go on without the fear of death. And then, you know, if you're not, you're asking her to voluntarily die. And he's like, you know, what if it gets out of hand and maybe she, like, tries to run or something? And she's like, well, that's your job to fix. So, nice. And then she does call him back, Boyd, and says, you know, you still can help Echo. And then she does. She asks him for his opinion, and she says, follow the money. And then also they looked into the horses. One of the horses was going to be able to make at least, like, $4 million or something. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that number was sent around later. But, yeah, a lot of money. And so they sent Victor in to be a curious breeder. So he goes to see Jack, and, you know, he's like, oh, hopefully you've been treating the horse okay. How long has he been in the family?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good. He's doing that good, subtly. And I love this. Julia finds the daughter crying. And then she says something, and she's like, I'm so emo. And then she's like, go away. And she's, Julia's like, well, I'm glad to see someone upset. Mm-hmm. And then she did say something. She's like, you know, you don't have to be so Elmo or something like that. And she's like, no, that's not a word. Like when the daughter is like, no, emo. And she's like, oh, that's not a word, sweetie, I think she said.
Yeah.
But she was upset, so I guess the daughter wasn't like, what? And she starts saying how the mother didn't know her. She didn't want to. You know, I take pictures. I'm good. She never came to a show. And then mother, like, come on. You need to take some acting skills. She's like, you were serious about that? She's like, oh, obviously you were serious about that. She said, you know, that was wrong of her. And she says the mother gave the daughter, you know, lectures on being practical. And then she picked Jack up a tropical cookie, she called him, which is like, whoa, a little harsh there. But she says probably played her, spent her money, probably cheated on her. And she's like, did he try with Julia asked her daughter, did he try with you? And she's like, no, not with me, but he probably will with you. So Julia's really upset. And then the daughter goes on. She's like, you know, it was so tough at first. It's like, okay, she's rough with me, but she doesn't really like anyone. So, you know, she's like with everybody. But then suddenly she finds Jack, and she's all lovey-dovey with him and telling secrets. And then suddenly she's talking with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one was sad. Mm-hmm. And then we have Paul, and he's wanting to run Prince. Like, he's standing like a creepy stalker behind the lady that helped him before. That, like, you know, was talking about Bouncy the Rat, and it's like, had information on Joel Miner and everything back when he was in on the FBI. And she's like, oh, you're not supposed to be here, but she runs to Prince anyways. And then, from Melly's Prince comes up a missing persons picture, and then we see it's like a whole bunch of names. But when we do see, like, it was mentioned with Polly and Michelle, and then it starts disappearing. Mm-hmm. And Paul's like, you know, what's happened? And she's like, well, I'm starting to believe you now. Well, she certainly would hope so. Yeah. And then next we have Topher and Sierra again. And they're talking about light speed travel, and they want... aliens and everything else, like going back and forth, coming up with different things. And then Sierra's like, oh, let's play with the sleepies, which I think is a new funny nickname for them. She's like, let's make them act out skits and see who gets more hits on YouTubes, or you'd have them battle one another. And like, oh my gosh. But then Topher and her come up with, just to do flying chess, and then to do it, turn it into a drinking game. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
You gotta love them. You do. Oh, it's great. I wouldn't want to play chess with Topher, though, because I'd be, like, totally drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, because every time you lose a piece, I'd be like, whoop. anyways, so we have, Jack is packing, and he's saying, you know, he doesn't belong here, I belong with her. And Echo mentioned, like, oh, you know, you seem very devoted to her. And she starts asking, was it hard with your age? Like, you'd have options, but maybe you didn't use them. Maybe you waited, and he comes, like, closer, and it looks like they're gonna kiss. I don't know, it was kind of a weird scene. I guess she's trying to, like, see if he was gonna cheat or not.
I think so, because the daughter put the bug in her ear.
Yeah. And then he's wanting to know who hired you, like, I can tell you're a spy. Are you trying to find out if I'm the killer? Do you think I know who did? But he's like, I don't like this routine. You wearing her perfume. This girl needs to learn some rules.
She needs to think before she acts.
Mm-hmm.
She totally went over and put on her perfume.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, she paid a lot of money to come back from the dead. Maybe she packed her perfume somewhere different.
No, she put it on when she was in the room.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She, like, walked over to it and put it on.
I totally missed that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And he says that he wants to leave because he can't stand staying where the woman he loved was. And, you know... He said, look at dear old Uncle Bill. He came the day she died. She asked, you know, what did he want? And she says, you know, she didn't tell me, but I'm guessing he wanted to borrow money. And she said, no. So then we see the horse, and then Victor's like, oh, he's got spirit. The horse, like, going up on its hooves, and he's like, oh, it's such a pretty horse, and... Then we have the sun comes out, and he's upset, and he, like, kind of is like, oh, I can't even wait, she's barely in the ground, and he's saying that, like, this is my mother's horse, and it's her favorite, and Victor makes the point that, you know, it's got another year of racing, mm-hmm. and then the son's like, it's not for sale, but it's kind of like, come on, it's not your horse, dude. And yeah. you're the one that was before that was like, you know, like, we all just live here, and then he's suddenly like, no, don't sell our horse. Where did that come from?
What?
I have written down someone asking if they believe in ghosts. Oh, that's who it was. It was the uncle. The uncle asked Echo if she believes in ghosts, because she goes and kind of finds the uncle, and she, Echo says, sort of, and they talk, and he tells the story of how when he and Margaret were little, that they thought the house was haunted, and how even, like, the first night, they had to, like, sleep in the same bed when they were little. Mm-hmm. And he says, now I have the same creepy feeling like she's still here, and she's mad. And she's like, why is she mad? And he's like, well, she wanted more time, of course. And he started saying how they were fighting for a long time. And she wouldn't pick up the phone because she was too damn stubborn. And she's like, and you? And like, yeah, I was too damn stubborn too. Which at least he admitted it. Mm-hmm. But that they did reconcile before she died. Yeah, and, like, when she first came, she wasn't happy but that they did fix things. And they say, you know, we didn't talk too much, but it was wasn't the words that mattered. And they just looked and knew there wasn't a reason to be mad anymore. Which was kind of weird. And which, if I was watching this, like, for the first time, I almost might suspect him more of that, because that is a weird, like, one, but I don't know, maybe just some of their old sibling chemistry came in or something. Who knows? And then, they did, mention something about the son, said about he has, debts from gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then Topher and Sierra, I love Topher and his narrator voice, one man stands, and they have these, like, little, it's kind of basically like they're playing laser tag, basically. Oh, and they get the different colors, it's got little armor, and they're crawling all around. She gets him, and she's like, the quickest way to a man is through his back. yeah. Oh, Topher and Sierra is in print. They're really cute. And then, so now we have Paul and Melly. And she's like, he comes home. And she's like, oh, I let myself in. I hope that's okay. And he's like, oh, that's fine. She's like, I don't want you to think I'm nuzzling your shirts while you're gone. Not that, you know, most of them are nuzzle worthy, but some of them. And he kind of, yeah, he's just kind of like, eh, after everything he found out. And she's like, oh, so grumpy. And she's like, okay, let's pour some wine. She's like, oh, I should have got white wine. This makes my teeth purple. And she's like, oh, I need to talk. And,
you need to listen and just let me talk.
Yep. And she's like, I love being with you, so I'm going to stop asking if that means being next to you and you're not okay. You know, give back if you can. It doesn't have to mean anything, which I thought was just kind of like, what? I guess it's just kind of like what the dollhouse put in her to, like, be close to him at all cost. Kind of thing. Well, I guess, you know, she is a sleeper, so it's hard to say. Honey?
What?
Okay, I think that's a bit better. I was like, you're sounding like it's coming off, like, really quiet. So I was like, oh, hopefully they can hear it. But yeah, that sounds better.
Oh, Oh, I wasn't saying much. I was just saying, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yes, much better. I was like, please don't let Amy be fading out. Yes. Yes, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
And, yes, yeah, so then there, like, she's getting pushed against the wall by Paul and the rough kissing and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... Yeah, they just don't stop and everything else with that. Then we see Echo, and she's riding a horse, and she's, you know, happy, and she's like, oh, I missed you, to the horse. And then we see her son Nicholas sees her, and then he comes up later, and he's like, well, you know, he doesn't like most people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, she's like, oh, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, did you think I wouldn't recognize my own mother? And then they're talking and laughing in the next scene. She's like, oh, it's a relief. Someone knows. And she's like, how did you know? And she's like, well, it's the way you move, which is kind of weird. But you do the same routine before you go to bed. No one knows where the light switch was but you. And you acted so freaked out after I tried to kiss you. And the big one is he's a dollhouse customer, but it was a different dollhouse.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like, you know, I never thought of that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I don't get to keep it. And he's like, yeah, I kind of figured, but the possibilities. And he's like, you're to be feared even after death.
Yeah.
And she's like, I wanted you to be happy. And she's like, you know, she was kind of like, oh, that, you know, he did lose everything, which was millions, she said, but... He's like, yeah, it was ups and downs. He was chasing losses, and then he just ran out. And then he starts saying, oh, I just want you back. You're taken too soon. And then she's like, oh, smart boy, you suspect something, too. And then kind of, well, you know, I guess it's a normal thing to be doing, even that kind of business. It was at night. But, Victor's like, you know, he's worth $4 million, but he's been juiced with steroids. You think you can hide that? I'm not, like, a newbie in this business. You're trying to pass it off as ready. But soon, like, it would have to be put back to pasture. So, yeah, and Jack's really upset, kicking stuff. And
yep.
And then, like, with that happening, she kind of, like... screams a little bit in, like, surprise. And then Jack starts chasing them. And I think, like, the horse ran away, too. But they run, and they're like, oh, like, they... She's like, oh, I don't want to die by him again. And he's like, well, you can prove he did it. And Nick Letzer gets ahead, and he stabs Jack. And then he runs to catch up with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Boyd Nadell, and he says, yes, the money with the horses was connected to the murder. They found out that she died of horse tranquilizer, but it was masked. They don't know who yet, but they want Boyd wants to help, and she's like, well, she's got a new handler, so get used to it. Echo does, so. And Boyd's like, are you aware of the Topher situation? And she's like, oh, yeah, no need to deal with it. I allow him one of these every now and again. And I love this. And she's like, loneliness is not good to be too detached. So sometimes the people who are most need to be able to reach out, they can't. So, yeah, it's once a year. And then we see Topher and Sierra, and they're all excited and playful. And they have a little cake with a few candles. And it's, oh, Topher. Which you almost think, like, he could be, like, so extravagant and everything else. Like, for his birthday or anniversary at the dollhouse. I mean, like, even he could be, like, could ask for anything because he's so vital.
Yeah.
And this is what he wants.
Yeah.
He just wants that connection with someone. And it's not even super fancy. He just wants some snacks, a little cake, and some time with a friend.
Yeah.
Topher. Yeah,
she said, whatever about loneliness and being young.
Yeah. Oh, Topher. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then so we go to Echo and Nicholas. And she's like, do you have a gun? And she's like, you know how I feel about guns. And then they're in the room. And he starts saying, well, you need to do evidence that he killed you. So you should write a letter a week ago in your own handwriting and hide it. And saying, like, you know, how he did it and everything. So then Jack breaks into the house. And she's asking for the date. And then she, like, wrote everything out, how it was used, the horses. But then she's like, wait a second. How did he know to do that? He doesn't know much about horses at all.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you gotta hide it. He must have had help. And then he's like, oh, you can never let things lie. And he shows his evil side. And he starts getting out the needle. And she's like, what are you doing? And he starts trying to kill her. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he's, like, pretty bad, too. Like, he was the better actor, like, before. How he was like, oh, you're taken too soon. And now he's like, oh, what do I have to do to get you off my back?
Yep.
And, he was really, he thought he would get the horses, so he trained them in case he got them. So he was going to sell it to get out of his hole, but that's still why, you know, he was making sure he was going to get some kind of inheritance, but then Jack got them. And so I guess that's why he was worried about him being sold, why he was so angry and everything, because then he knew, like, it might get found out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I didn't expect you to come back or Jack to figure it out. Yep. And yeah, like, he was harsh with that too. And he's like, oh, he gets into everything. Even my mother's bed. And but, you know, he actually really cares. And you're trying to kill your mother. So I don't think you should be talking about loyalty at all or anything, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry, Mom. And then Jack comes in and with the huge freaking shotgun.
Yeah.
That was a big shotgun. So I guess he kept that hidden from her if she didn't like guns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, and then she hits her son with something, and yep, they, basically he gets subdued, and then she burns the letter. And the uncle comes, and he calls the ambulance and everything. And Jack says, I hope she didn't know about the truth. It would have killed her.
Yeah.
And she writes a new letter about what happened, and she's like, well,
and she changes her will.
Yeah, she changes her will. She's like, well, the son, like, kind of found out, pretty sure he's the one, like, that had the motive and everything to kill me. So, you know, they're gonna find out everything. Which is just kind of weird, like, I guess that she put that she suspected him strongly or something, and this is how she thought he was gonna do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was kind of weird. But, yeah, she's like, well, you know, since he tried to kill me, then he's gonna be in jail, so it's gonna be more money for everybody else. Yay.
Yay.
And Jocelyn.
So that part, I was like, oh, geez.
We know the tone of this document may seem surprising. And Jocelyn's like, what? And she's like, mother wrote this? And then she's kind of quiet after that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm feeling different and wise and full of warmth, and it's sweet, though. For each of you. And we see Paul, and he's showering, and, Melly's saying, like, you know, from outside the door and everything, she's like, it was pretty crazy, I kind of liked it, just not all the time. She's like, have you found any more dollhouse clients? And he's looking all guilty and everything. Like, oh, I'm such a terrible person kind of thing. Like,
yep.
Well, a little, I don't know, like, I think more like he was kind of, like, angry at himself kind of thing.
Yeah.
Something like that. But, he's like, I found one.
Yep.
So then we see Echo and Jack. We see the horses, and he's like, I wish Margaret was here. And she's like, oh, you could pretend she can hear you.
Uh-huh.
Which is like, oh, like, that could have been a sweet moment. But he's like, I do hope that I wish, he's like, I don't believe in that. But I do hope that she could see that when she was here, that she's my favorite person. Which was kind of cute.
Yeah, it is.
And she gives him a letter, and then we go, I guess, like, did we talk more about the will at all, or?
I don't think so.
I mean, yeah, I just kind of said, like, the money's going to be spread around, and it was just kind of hinted at that she said something to her daughter and to, like, her uncle, and then obviously she gave the letter to Jack. You know, like, her telling them how she really felt and everything. So, yeah, clearing up her, giving her the closure.
Yeah.
And everything. And then, so, we have, Echo goes back to Adele, and Adele's like, tell me you weren't even tempted to leave, not just a little bit. And it's like, come on, Adele, or Addie, why are you teasing her with that?
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, oh, I had my turn, you know, gotta move on, kind of thing, or it was something like that. And then, I know you. You're too much like me. I wouldn't have gotten as far as the airport.
Yep.
Which, you know, I'm sure you definitely, yeah, she would have had Boyd prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, Addie, well, I see my life flash. And she's like, every single moment. And it was sweet at the end. She's holding her hand. Mm-hmm. Yep. And also, I think this was in there, too. This is the first one we don't see a memory of Echo remembering anything. We just see her being white.
Yep.
Usually we get some little blip it of her, like, writing in the mirror or just, like, a look at somebody. But, yeah, it's just, she's just white.
Yep.
But I think, like, it was such a strong with everything else that happened that it ended well.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was good. Anything else you have to say?
Nope.
So yes, my so surprising, my random show person is Adele DeWitt. She was in Loose Women. She was in something with Rosie O'Donnell and something about Dead Babies, Broken Lines, The Ghost Rider, Case Sensitive. I thought those were some of the crazy ones. I don't think there was, yeah, there wasn't any ones that we know, which was kind of a little sad, but, yep, so that was the person of the episode, to look up their acting background a little bit. Favorite quotes?
You said them all?
Yeah.
Especially the Topher stuff.
Yeah.
I think Topher is one of my favorite characters.
He is pretty great.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to move on then, who is your favorite character this week?
This week?
Mm-hmm. Or this episode.
I liked the, just because I liked seeing Topher interact with somebody that he was, like, a friend of, not just everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was kind of, like, mixed, but then I kind of wrote both, but then I did end that with the point that Topher is doing this because he needs something.
Yeah.
You know, like, he needs this connection, and he has imprinting it for that. With this, her friend with Adele what she's doing for her friend, she asked for it.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it probably helped her, too, a bit to be able to see her friend more. She was having to come in for the brain scans and then actually having her come back after she did die.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I feel it was more helping of a friend instead of helping yourself.
Yeah.
And just, like, we've seen, haven't seen her have such a softer side, like, when she was joking about being young and everything and not the sarcastic like she usually is.
Yeah.
So I really like seeing that side of Adele.
Me too. Showed, again, her humane side.
Yeah. And then, whose life sucks the most?
Boyd.
You think Boyd?
Boyd or else the dead lady. Because she has to find out all this stuff about her husband and her son, mainly. And
yeah. Well, she got to have good closure, at least, before she died.
Yeah.
Why Boyd?
Because he's having a hard time getting over Echo. He's slightly attached.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just forgot one. Like, I didn't write it down, but, I think, actually, Paul.
Yeah, I forgot about Paul.
Yeah, I totally did, too, and then I'm like, wait a second, like.
Wait.
And then, like, Melody's kind of getting the short end of the stick, too. Like, she doesn't know what's going on, and then suddenly he's just acting distant and weird, and he's usually so nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think Paul, because he feels really bad now.
Yeah.
Which he should.
Yes.
Poor guy. Because she was, you know, really receptive to him, and she's wanting to be the one to be closer and fix their relationship and everything.
Yeah, but that would be really hard to be him and know that she's a doll and everything. And
yeah. It knows, like, yeah, he has to keep the illusion for now.
Yep.
And I guess to his credit, I guess he kind of knew he had to do something, otherwise she might just leave.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have maybe just done a little less something, but
yeah.
And maybe that's, I think, what he was trying to do, because he was trying to be a little bit better, and then suddenly she's like, I'll do anything you want.
Yes. I don't care.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me how you feel.
Give back if you want. Oh my gosh. So, yes, I think more so Paul.
Yeah.
Because it's, yeah, pretty crazy for him, too. And he does have feelings for her, so that makes it harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poor Paul. So, okay, putting in. Paul has the suckiest life. Characters we want to punch in the face. The son.
Yep.
Everybody else wasn't too bad. Even the lady, like, that was telling Paul you shouldn't be here, but she was right and she wasn't mean about it.
Yeah.
Like some of his other coworkers would have been, but I mean, the sister was kind of harsh sometimes, so maybe, like, a little
what?
Pinch or something to her, but you can kind of understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
But at least there was closure with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Topher and Sierra were good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too much violence today, so I guess that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Oh, shoot. Do you have a rating? Because I have a number, I just forgot the thing, but,
Seven.
A seven?
I like how they kind of showed the flip side. Like, they talked a little bit about how to get the scans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of neat.
Or whatever.
Oh.
A few scans and it was painful and I took more than one.
Mhm. All right, so I gave the a similar one an 8. I mean, I think some people didn't like it as much, but it was a good episode. I like seeing Adele, and just like yeah, the haunted thing was pretty cool. You know, someone coming back.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'm like, that's how you gotta love the Topher and Sierra. The Paul and Melly was pretty good. Like, I liked him finding out that, yeah, like, she's a missing person, and that was really smart of him. I didn't like the other bit so much, but, you know. But, yes, an 8 out of 10. The, mock throwing up after the opposite, oh, what was it? Back to the Future moment.
Yeah.
With the...
Yep.
Do you want to give any labels?
Nope.
Okay. So that was the episode, and we went through everything, and this time we are going to do it. I think last time I forgot, guys, but yes, we are the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. We have the Facebook and a blog. We are also on iTunes. You can look for me under Barbara Harper, because I don't know how to change, like, the title and fix that, and I'm back in school. But, yeah, so that's the episode. I'm Barbara. Bye. Oh, wait. Next time it will be season 1, episode 11, Briar Rose. So, yes, it will be a good episode, and